1.
Once upon a time, there was a stonecutter, a man who cut stones from the mountains to make people's houses. He was very good at his job, and he loved his work. The stonecutter lived in a tiny little house with his wife. The stonecutter and his wife didn't have much money, but they were happy just to be together.
2.
One day, while he was working, the stonecutter found a dirty old magic lamp. When the stonecutter rubbed the lamp to clean it, a genie appeared and said,
"I will grant you a wish. You can have anything you want."
The stonecutter thought for a moment. Just then, he looked out the window and saw the prince going by. "The prince is rich and powerful. I am just a poor stonecutter. Genie, can I become a prince?" The genie said,
"Your wish is granted."
And he turned the stonecutter into a prince.
3.
That night, when the stonecutter went home, he saw that his little house was now a beautiful prince's palace. His new life as a prince was very busy. People from the village came to his palace every day to ask the prince to help them with their problems and for favors of all kinds. The stonecutter prince and his wife were never alone, and soon they grew tired of so many people around them all the time. The stonecutter called the genie. He said, "Genie, a prince's life is too busy. I am tired. Can I become a rich man instead of a prince?" The genie said,
"Your wish is granted."
And he turned the stonecutter into a rich man.
4.
The stonecutter was now a rich man with a big house and servants to cook, clean, and give the rich man and his wife anything they wanted. But something was still missing. One day, the rich man was walking in the village, and he saw another man building a stone house. He watched as the man worked, cutting the pieces of stone and putting them one on top of another to build a beautiful house. Suddenly, the rich man said, "That is what I want to do. I want to be a stonecutter again." So the genie said,
"Your wish is granted."
And he turned him back into a poor stonecutter. And the stonecutter and his wife lived happily ever after.